B-Pod Studios.
Don't miss a thing.
What are you going to do?
On your phone or tablet.
Are you listening to me?
Listen, get the latest stories or download a podcast. Podcast 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's an app.
Now.
Sports talk.
While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're all annoyed and upset and disappointed, and I feel like there was a mismatch between the talent that we had on paper and the way that it was expressed on the court, whatever. I mean, the actual and the potential, there was a gap.
Zulak and Bertrand on this Thursday. That is Wick Grosbeck, who was on with Felger Mass yesterday, early on in their show.
Yeah.
What'd you make of the interview?
I was actually stunned by it.
Stunned? That's a strong word.
Stunned.
Strong. What stood out to you?
The Kyrie stuff. Not commenting, because I've heard Wick so many times with those guys, like, you know, it's tough to end. Hey, you know, I'm as bummed as the players and this and that. And I know we'll get to the loving part of the team. But, you know, when you flat out ask, would you like Kyrie back? He's, I'm not, you know, if he wanted Kyrie back and if Kyrie was in play to come back here, we'd love to have him Kyrie from day one.
I would say that this is the answer that I've thought the most about after listening to that interview yesterday. Here it is. If you didn't hear it live when it happened on Felger Mass, Felger asking Wick if it's safe to assume that the team wants Kyrie Irving back this offseason.
Can we assume that the team wants Kyrie back?
I'm just not going to comment about anybody on the roster in that. We've got 15 guys, and we're going to evaluate all of them, and I'm not going to comment on one person and then not comment on another because it's going to send a negative or positive signal. Just don't want to do it.
He's always commented on guys. Now he's deferring.
I would disagree
now,
with that.
Kyrie,
I don't know
if
that's true.
Kyrie is all.
When has he commented about individual guys? I mean, if you're going to say that, you better back that up with something.
Okay.
I'm serious. Don't say that about him unless
stuff.
You know.
Love Gordon. It's going to take time to get Gordon back, but going through the interest.
Because I'll tell you why.
That's a guy who's under contract.
I'll tell you why. I looked
Al
for
Horford,
an example.
How much Al means and how much Al means to this team.
So if you're going to say that about him, you've got to have an example, because I looked for an example. I couldn't find one of him in a situation in a postseason interview when he was talking about a player who wasn't under contract about whether or not they wanted a player back. I couldn't find it.
I'm just used to him kissing the ass of every player he has.
Okay, well, don't just throw that out there,
right,
though.
Then retract everything I started the show with. So that comment does not bother me.
All right, God forbid you actually be asked to back something up or actually, you
I didn't
know,
you had to commit
follow
and just
up
back
with
something up, or unless you had opinion
well, yeah,
based
yeah, no,
on listening to an interview.
That's typically what you got
to
do.
Listen to the tone of the,
have an example.
The tone of the damn owner. He came in and said, I'm not going to cut. If you want that guy back, you bend over backwards for it. I listen to the way Robert Kraft talks about Tom Brady or Julian Edelman or paying this guy or letting this guy go or Wes Welker. While we tried to order, you know.
I couldn't find an example of Wick talking about a player after a season ended who wasn't under contract and whether or not they wanted a player back. I tried to do it. I tried to look for it. And he explains himself in the answer. Because I originally, when he first wouldn't do it, I'm like, what do you mean? Your emotional reaction is, what do you mean you don't know if you want Kyrie back? You love Kyrie. This is Kyrie Irving, superstar. You're always talking about superstars.
Boom, he's gone.
And fireworks. What do you mean?
He's gone.
You think that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that.
I took that right away. Gone.
That's how you want to like emotionally react to it. But I think that if he answers, well, yeah.
See, because I'm team Kyrie. I want Kyrie back.
Well, then you can go down the entire roster. Yeah. If he answers yes on Kyrie, then you can ask about any player on the roster. And then if he gives you a no comment on another player, then you immediately interpret that as they don't want that player back. And that's what he didn't want to get himself into. And that's why he explains it as such.
If he had said, I'd love to have Kyrie back, and then they asked him about, do you want Horford back? He said, I'm not going to get into every player. He could have done that the second time.
Right. And then the second time you say, oh, see, but he doesn't want Horford back, when he may just really
no, I just think
say,
he could have easily just said, I'm not going to get into every player. You know, we like the team or
but
whatever.
No matter
he could have
what,
said something different.
But no matter what, someone would have interpreted his answer to mean something that it may not necessarily mean. And that's what he's trying to avoid. And I think he's always tried to avoid it because I think he's careful about this stuff at this time of year.
Yeah.
On purpose. I think he's intentionally careful about these things. And he went out. He was defensive.
Then he should have come on with the guys then. If he wasn't going to, because he usually gives you something. Like he told you, I want fireworks.
No, he talked a lot. He gave him a lot yesterday in terms of
love this team.
It was an excellent interview.
Well, when you have that type of comment, then you tell us later that this is a very difficult team to love and fall in love with. That tells me like he wants changes.
Well, that's reason enough to do the interview. I thought it was great that he said that. But to your point, Zoe, and really what Jim was kind of saying too, it would have been, I think, very easy for Wick to say yesterday something to the effect of, is it safe to say you want Kyrie back? For him to say, what? Safe to say that we want one of the best players in the league to play for our team? Yes. I think it's safe to say that we or anybody would want Kyrie on the team. But he, like a lot of players, have a contract issue going on right now, and I'm not going to discuss it beyond that. He wouldn't even say that. He gave it. He did the complete and total shutdown. I'm not talking about any player because then I'm going to leave other guys out, and I'm going to say something that's going to be misconstrued or misinterpreted. I don't think we would have.
I think we would have
run all day with him saying that Kyrie's a fantastic basketball player and who wouldn't want him, you know? But he wouldn't even say that, and to me, that speaks volumes. And in addition to the other stuff that he said, and he said a lot of good things.
Do you think that it necessarily means that they don't want him?
Do I think what?
Do you think it means they don't want him?
Yeah.
Or do you think that there's a possibility that there's a scenario in which they don't want him?
You know what? I'm going to respect the way Wick handled that to the point where I will say this. I think that they are very reluctant to commit one way or the other on this guy, both in talking to the media, both and in dealing with him right now. I think they've got a lot of questions about the way this team performed down the stretch. And they talked about it a lot, and he talked about it a lot more with Felgermaz, not even down the stretch, from the jump this year. The chemistry, what they did last year as opposed to this year, I think. While he didn't want to say anything about the player yesterday, I wouldn't be surprised if Beetle, to answer your question, it wasn't so much they don't want him. I don't know if they've decided.
See, that's what it might be, that he doesn't even know where they're at on
right.
it, and that he's thinking, listen, I don't know what Danny's thinking right now. I'm not going to step on anybody's toes. I'm not going to step on Danny and Brad's toes. And he repeatedly told those guys there's a meeting next week where all this stuff gets sorted out. And I'm not speaking for anybody yet.
Right.
I'll let my basketball people make these decisions on what it's going
to
be.
But I thought it was good of Wick to, like, you know, say as much as he did. So I'm not going to put words in his mouth now and say, oh, that means that means that they don't want.
It's not fair to him.
No, I'm not
going to attack the guy for doing an interview a week after the season ends and be willing to come on the station.
But
God, no.
To that issue or to that point, I'm not going to say, does this mean they don't want him? No, it means they're not talking about it. It means, if anything, it means to me, they're not quite sure.
I think maybe Wick personally absolutely wants him to be back. And then he goes in the meeting and he doesn't know what those guys are going to say next week when they have their meetings and they get together. Wick might be going into the meeting next week not knowing what to expect to hear from Brad Stevens or Danny Ainge.
Problem is you got to deal with Anthony Davis first and everything's ass backwards. He's a money guy. He made his money. Knowing numbers, that guy knows the cap more so than any of us, as ridiculous as that cap is. And it's more of a problem if Kyrie leaves. We've done those type of numbers that they're in worse cap jail if Kyrie leaves. So you don't think he knows that? I think he's got a million problems on his plate right now.
But to internally know whether you want a player or not want a player? Like, just do you want Kyrie? Do you want him back or not?
I don't know. If I'm Kyrie's camp and I hear that, I'm like, oh, boy.
Can we say one thing, though?
He
put at the end of the interview, he said, well, we have some easy decisions. We have some three-pointers. We have some couple of half-court things that we're thinking about. Do you think Kyrie's in the easy decision category?
No. Well, Jim, what did he mean by that? Did he mean in terms of decisions to make or actually getting the deal done? I took it to mean
players they wanted to players they wanted to either go after or retain. That's the way I took it.
Right. Like, and some of them are layups, like Semi Ojeleye, you know, or you know, guys that you don't even have to think about,
Tice.
You know, or they'd be easy to re-sign. Fine.
I think Terry Rozier is easy on the other end, where you don't want the guy. Probably.
That's right?
I think the hard ones are the ones on their young players, not their veteran players. Not Kyrie. The hard ones are the ones. Are we sticking with these younger guys?
But
or
what
not?
was he saying in terms of the ability to sign them or whether or not they want them? I thought it was about the ability to retain them.
I was thinking about what they want to do and the direction they want to go. I interpreted it
as a half court shot.
I don't think it's about the ability to execute.
Well, maybe it's about the direction they want to go in their decisions.
We should listen back to that.
We should. The other part that I thought, though, too, about Kyrie that I thought Wick may have revealed a little bit was when he said he sort of indicated that when he talked about, have you talked to Kyrie?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, I have. And he sort of seemed to indicate that those talks were going to continue. That's how I was like, those talks are going to continue a little bit. There's going to be more of those talks. It seemed to be that there was an indication there that there were going to be more of those talks. So I don't think the Kyrie thing is dead at all. I didn't interpret any of it to think that Kyrie is out.
And because he wouldn't say it. Because it makes the most sense. It makes the most sense for them to have a talented roster and to keep the salary cap manageable and everything else. You may not love the idea of Kyrie Irving and the attitude and the way he played the game, the things he said, and the way he behaved in the playoffs as the model and the best way to go forward in terms of the likability for this team. But for the winnability for this team, absolutely. Yes, that's what they should want. To keep Kyrie Irving? Yes.
Yeah, if you want to be good.
If you want to be, thank you. If you want to be good.
If you want to rebuild, have fun. You'll be fourth team on the radar here. You'll be right back to where you were 5 years ago.
But even
have fun with that.
Beyond that, just missing the playoffs again?
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Yeah, forget about where they rank
that bad. They're going to get that bad if they lose Kyrie.
Well, you're different. You like watching teams that play hard and compete.
I don't think they can get ahead of the Orlando Magic if they lose Kyrie. The East is getting better and they're getting worse.
I mean, they're just going to be a middle of the pack team that doesn't really have a real shot.
Three other teams in town have real shots.
Right. I don't see much of a
difference.
They'll
be fourth in town.
I don't see much of a difference between missing the playoffs and losing in the first round or getting swept in the second. It's
a team with no real shot and everybody knows it.
Yes.
Tough town.
Same thing. Might as well miss.
How about losing in five games in the second round?
Same thing.
They'll be that.
That's what they
every
did this year.
Yeah. And that sucked. And we all know it. It'll be the same thing every year. So there'll be no improvement.
Do you think this team behaves?
That's not something to look forward to.
If they put the same guys back out there on the court next year, do you think this team
has the same result? Yes.
No, I think they figured out.
I think they figured out too.
You think it'll be better?
I think Hayward screwed you because it was
subtract
a rehab
Kyrie.
Year.
No, same team.
Same exact roster.
Yes.
Oh no, they'll be better.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Same group. They'll be better.
I think they blow doors.
Sorry, but I don't think the same group will end up being. I don't think it'll be the same group.
No, I mean there's going to be a couple of changes, but if you're talking about Horford, Hayward, Kyrie, Tatum, Smart.
Bring in a backup point guard.
617-779-0985. We'll play more of this interview with Wick, with Felger and Maz yesterday. A few more of the answers that we found really interesting. We'll get back to that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Wick Grosbeck on Felger Mass yesterday, owner of the Celtics, talking to the boys about the year that was. You know what stood out to a lot of people, from what I could tell from the social media reactions, though? What? Was just his level of disappointment in the season and how hard it was for him to like the team like it was for so many others.
This was the jump year. This is it.
Don't you love hearing that from an owner?
Yeah.
Admitting it. Yeah, I didn't like this team like the rest of you didn't like the team.
Right.
Just that element of it. You just like hearing that. You like hearing that you've got an owner that feels the way that you do about it.
What was it that Kraft told you guys at the Super Bowl that one year about, you know, just
loading up or being consistent or just always being in the mix? Didn't want to be like the Ravens.
Didn't want to load up because you always want the chance to be there. I think Wick has a team there. I think the Hayward part of this thing is fascinating because listening to him talk about, I can't wait to get into the offseason because I could just concentrate on basketball. That everything was about the injury and the mental state of him, which is like a rehab year, and it offset everything else. And that's why I think if they kept the whole thing intact and maybe just changed a small piece here or there, not with the starting five, not with Gordon Hayward, that this team could be tops in the East. I do, because they're that talented. Yeah, Horford opt in, Kyrie come back. Tell you what, get a hell of a big piece like a guy like Davis. I don't know. See what happens.
The question was about Brad Stevens that was posed to Wick. That was about, was it a hard year for Brad Stevens? And that's what we got the answer about it being the hardest team to love when it came to the Celtics.
So the 6 years he's had in Boston, was this the hardest team to coach for him?
That's probably a good question for him. It was one of the hardest teams to love from my standpoint. It was, I'd just rather answer for myself. I wasn't coaching him, but I was watching him, and it was frustrating. It was a tough year for everybody concerned. I think the fans all feel that, and we're going to try to make it better. But we all feel that, and we, the highs and lows, and it just has been, it's been frustrating.
All right, we talk to that coach every week. There are two guys in this organization that aren't going anywhere, the GM and that head coach. And I think that's a defense of the head coach, because I don't love this team. You think that coach changes the way he coaches? Or is that more on the players? That's more an indication of, man, we got the wrong mix of players. That's almost more that, hey, Danny, you know, fix this. Get chemistry guys. If Terry DeRozier doesn't want to be here, go get somebody else. I told you I want fireworks. That's clear. That's one thing I know he came in here and said. He wants fireworks. And going back to 5 years ago isn't fireworks for that owner.
617-779-0985. Pete's in Delaware. Pete, what was your biggest takeaway of that interview?
Two things. One, I think they have to, their first decision has to be, are you all in on Anthony Davis with or without Kyrie? Because you have to get that done first, like you guys are saying, I think.
And that's partnering with Jason Tatum, and I think that's what's on his mind, too.
Yeah, and the thing that I took away was he said in the interview that don't listen to half of what you're going to hear between now and July 1st. And what I took that as is the Celtics are preparing for an all-out hit job, again, from Rich Paul like they got in the middle of the season when Anthony Davis was about to be traded. And I think it's going to be on their young assets, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum possibly going to New Orleans. And I think you're going to see a hit job on how those guys can't work with veterans or anybody. I just can see it coming. And what kind of is preparing you, we're going to go down this road again where the whole, you know, the organization is going to have a hit job. But don't you agree that they have to be all in on Anthony Davis with or without Kyrie? Because you're going to have to make that move probably first to even get Kyrie back. Would you agree with that?
It's hard because I don't know. It's hard for me to say or for you to say, Pete, or for Zoe or anybody else who's on the outside to know if Anthony Davis is what Kyrie wants. I don't know. Is that what Kyrie wants? Has Kyrie ever said, I want Anthony Davis?
He might want him today, and then he'll change his mind tomorrow, and then change it back next day.
I don't know.
Supposedly, and everybody thinks, like, you know, Stephen A. gets this dropped, or this guy knows Kyrie, or KD knows him.
I don't know.
Supposedly, it's Kyrie and his dad, and that's it. He has such a small circle.
I would like to think so. I would like to think that Anthony Davis is something that would make this, you know, the reason why Kyrie stays. The reason why Kyrie wakes up in the morning and says, I still want to be a Celtic.
Might have to lose his buddy Marcus Smart in that trade, though.
I hope not. He's on Team Kyrie.
And that's the guy, though. That's the guy to make the money work, right?
No, we'll figure it out.
Not if Kyrie says.
We'll run something else through the trade machine to make it
work. If Kyrie
says,
I'm coming back, he's staying. Those type of guys help Bring people into the city.
Run something else through that machine to make that money work, please.
Train him anyway. Keep Marcus.
Let me get in front of that. Let me try and figure out some other money to make that work. There's got to be another way to make it work. There's got to be.
Unless you're signing and trading Marcus Morris and telling Marcus Morris, hey, you want to go to New Orleans, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Hey,
New Orleans, great town. Great place to live. Humid as hell, though. Muggy. Very muggy. Very swampy down there.
If you sign and trade your boy Rozier.
Swampy. Great party town, though. Great parties. 617-779-0985. That part about the agents and more than 50% of the stuff being out there being wrong, I was thinking that was more about the Kyrie rumors, about Kyrie wanting to go to the Knicks. If Kyrie wants to go to the Knicks, why is he telling anybody? Why? What's his motivation to tell anybody that he's going to New York and he's going to the Knicks? As you just said, Zoe, Kyrie's circle is him and his dad. So why are they blabbing to people that they're going to the Knicks?
I'd blab that I'm going to New York.
Is that coming from Kyrie? Why is Kyrie's family talking to Stephen A. Smith other than knock down that L.A. stuff?
Maybe somebody thinks that they know what Kyrie's thinking. If they want a distant cousin texting him.
If they want Davis to join Durant and Kyrie in New York, then they need to make it clear that they're going to New York. So that way...
Publicly? Why do they have to do it publicly? Why do they have to do it through the media? Why can't they just call the guy?
Davis has to be traded before draft night.
Again, why do they have to do it through the media?
See, this is the saddest part of this is, you know they all talk. You know they got each other's numbers. You know they know where they're going. And they're not telling anybody. Anthony Davis knows what he wants to do. Kyrie knows where he wants to go. I think Wick, and basically how he's answered some of the questions, may already have an inkling as to what Kyrie wants to do out of respect. And maybe, who knows, maybe Kyrie quietly told him, hey, this is honestly how I feel. You have exit interviews at the end of the year. And if I'm the owner of the Celtics, I would love to sit down with that guy before he departs town, starting his free agency, because I want to know where he stands. And maybe they kind of do. And maybe that's the scariest part for him. But I know they like the young guys. They like Brown and Tatum. I'm not even throwing Smart in there. It's about Brown and Tatum. If you're going to mortgage it and go get those guys and get guys like Davis, that's the guys you got to give up. Wick's in a tough spot now, especially with the cap. Now, what's Horford going to do? Opting in or opting out? I ain't got to worry about that. Yeah, one guy that says you want to be back. You know Marcus Smart's here, unless you have to trade him. Marcus Morris is the only guy that said, I want to come back. I love Boston. I love that stage. Nobody else said it. Al said what? We'll see. We'll see the direction they want to go in.
Al said we'd love to be. I'd love to be back. Yeah, let's see what they want to do.
I don't know.
I want to be back. Let's see what they want to do.
I don't know what direction of the team they're going to send it. Which tells me he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. If they're loading up, I was like, yes, I'm in. Yeah, I want to win. And I like trying to play there and trying to win there. So
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls. Also, Jim Louth has a new idea for a new Celtics point guard. The new idea, which he has not told to us. I specifically said, don't tell me. I want to hear this on the air live. I want to react to this live. I don't want to know what the idea is.
For the number two overall pick in the draft?
He's going to present the idea to
us. I hope it's for that kid from Murray State.
Who it will be to get a new point guard for the Celtics, assuming Kyrie walks out the door. Also, there's a point guard in the NBA who's suggesting he may end up with the Celtics. Yes, a former big name. Used to be a big name when he first came into the league. Not such a big name anymore.
Oh, God.
We'll tell you who that is too, but Jim's going to present his idea, and it's not that name. It's not the former big name. We'll get to his idea coming up after Hardy's headline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, let's hear it, Jim. Jim Lau's proposal for the next Celtics point guard. Of course, this assumes Kyrie Irving is no longer a Celtic and walks out the door and goes into free agency and becomes a New York Knick or a Brooklyn Net or something along those lines. The Celtics are going to need someone to fill the void left behind by Scary Terry.
So,
and of course, Kyrie Irving.
So Hayward's here in your scenario. Horford is here in your scenario.
Rozier's not here. Kyrie's not here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's no Scary Terry and no Kyrie. They need guards.
I'm just going through who's staying. So Brown's here. So Tatum's here.
Yeah. Brown's Anthony here. Tatum's here.
Anthony Davis obviously isn't here.
So,
well, how does that matter? What does that matter?
Because I want to know who the point guard's going to be facilitating the ball to.
That has nothing. Anthony Davis would have nothing to do with this. So it could be possible. I don't know. That it wouldn't affect it in any way, the Anthony Davis stuff.
Okay. Should I take notes?
No, it's pretty simple.
Oh, okay.
There's a point guard that's an adult. He's a little older.
Oh, here we go.
Makes a lot of money.
Here we go, adult.
But he's a guy that would be, if you're getting rid of Kyrie and coming back with the same team that went to the playoffs last year.
Right.
It would be an upgraded point guard over Rozier.
Wait a minute.
Adult. They're going to get an adult.
So
I'm going to write that down. Adult. It's an adult.
Multiple reasons for this.
Adult.
The team that got the number 2 pick in the draft?
As in he's over 18 or he's mature?
The Murray State kid?
Yes, Murray State kid, point guard.
Not Rondo.
They've already said they're taking Murray State point guard Ja Morant, Memphis Grizzlies.
Morant's going number 2.
I thought he was going to say Rondo.
They have a high-priced point guard.
Is it Rondo?
Don't you dare say
they have a high-priced point guard.
You say Rajon Rondo, I'm walking out.
Mike Conley.
Mike Conley?
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
It's going to take you to the promised land.
What's he make a year?
He makes exactly the same amount of money as Gordon Hayward, funny you ask. I would ship Gordon Hayward from Mike Conley.
Oh, God.
Mike Conley, $30 million? $30 million for that guy?
Well, this is the problem without, because he's a really good NBA player.
Yeah, but he's overpaid.
Yeah, so is Gordon Hayward.
So what makes you think that they're going to want to trade Mike Conley for Gordon Hayward?
Because they're going to draft Ja Morant.
I want
to trade. They need to start their rebuild. They each this plays the same position. You got to free up minutes for your number 2 pick overall.
I was thinking like a Chauncey Billups type.
And it also allows the Celtics to have Memphis go into full rebuild mode since they have their pick.
So you think Mike Conley's a good player? Right,
I think he's an upgrade over Rozier. Yeah, absolutely.
He definitely is. No, I'm not going to debate you on that.
But you have no Kyrie.
Just in a vacuum, you think Mike Conley's a good player?
Yes.
And right now, Gordon Hayward is a bad player. So why would any team, just on its surface, whether there's a redundancy at the position or not on their roster, why do teams trade good players for bad players just out of positional need?
They threw a lot of money at Chandler Parsons trying to get Gordon Hayward.
Because they threw a lot of money at Chandler Parsons trying to get Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, take the risk that a new environment and
do you
a
have
new
to sweeten
ankle.
The deal and give him one of your 3 first round picks this year?
Right,
I'll do that.
Let me tell you
I'll sweeten the pot a little bit.
Let me tell you this. If this offer is doable, I'm doing the deal. Assuming Kyrie has walked out the door.
That has nothing because they could still get Anthony Davis with Mike Conley, right?
How much?
Theoretically?
How much time does Mike Conley have left on his deal?
2 years. Exactly the same money.
Oh.
It's 2 years, 64, just like Gordon Hayward.
Whoa.
Assuming Hayward picks up the, I'm assuming he's going to pick up the option, but yeah.
Whoa.
Okay,
it's within hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's close enough to the 15% rule.
It's matched. So Mike Conley could replace Gordon Hayward's money, and this is assuming that you need a point guard because Kyrie has left you at the altar.
So you're rolling back with this. If you can possibly roll back with the same team you had in the playoffs last year, just Rozier out, Conley in.
It's not a terrible idea.
And you're allowing Memphis to start the rebuild, full rebuild. They'll probably win less games without Conley. You have that pick.
Do you know what my problem with this is? What if Gordon Hayward goes there and turns it around? You've got the Memphis pick, Jim.
Okay. He plays the same position as Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. They all play the same kind of spots. You have those guys. They're going to grow. They have a veteran point guard that's going to give them the opportunity to grow. Or you have Anthony Davis.
Jim, you need Memphis to be as bad as possible.
You need them to be top 6 bad. Yes.
You need them to be as bad as possible.
Top 6 bad. Yes.
Well, yeah. You need them to be top 6 bad.
Yeah, they're in the Western Conference.
Okay.
They're going
to
be bad.
I'm just saying we need them to be top 6 bad next year. Can we make sure they're going to be top 6 bad?
They weren't. They would have been top 6 bad this year if it wasn't for Mike Conley averaging 22 points a game.
I like your points here. You're making good points. You're making really good points this segment. Are you hearing this? Are you guys hearing this?
Yeah.
The problem is 90% of the people have no idea who Mike Conley is.
I'll tell you who he is. He played 70
games. Kid, right?
I'll tell you who he is. He's 31 years old.
I know he's older.
He played in 70 games, averaged 21.1 points a game.
He's got nice hair.
6.4 assists, 3.4 rebounds, 1.3 steals. Struggled at times throughout the season.
Is
but
he
especially
still rocking
late,
the long hair like this?
Especially late. Took it to another level in the 14 games after the All-Star break that he played in. He averaged 25.8.
That's after they traded Gasol, yeah.
I kind of like it.
It's not a bad idea. It's actually a really good idea.
It makes too much sense to happen. That's the problem.
I just want... Here's what it will also do, Boston. It will give you a lot of reason to root against Gordon Hayward if he gets traded away, too. Continue to root against Gordon Hayward once he goes to Memphis, root for that team to be top six bad, and then root for them to suck again the following year when the Celtics will have their pick, regardless of where it is.
Conley, by the way, was about to be traded at the All-Star break, but he didn't want to go to a Western Conference. He preferred to go to the Eastern Conference.
Brilliant. What are his no trade protections? Do we know? Does he
doesn't
have
any.
Oh, my God.
He just prefers to go to the Eastern Conference.
Well, how's Boston, Mike?
Jesus.
And he's easy to root for.
This
guy fits into my category very well.
This guy can
because,
score.
Again, you said he's an adult.
Yeah, he's an adult.
He's an adult.
That Memphis team was a grinding team back in the day when they were really good with Tony Allen playing defense and Gasol at center.
He averaged 20.5 during that time.
Pretty good idea, wow. Jim. Not gonna lie. Pretty good idea. Let's keep that in the filing cabinet in case guy
he's
relieves.
Just old, and he could break down. That's the downside.
He's gonna be 32 years old, yeah. He's on the back end of the career. Meanwhile, there's another point guard. Remember the name Ricky Rubio? Yeah. Ricky Rubio has
Euro. I remember that during a draft.
Ricky Rubio has mentioned the Celtics as a possible destination for him. He mentioned it in an interview with Eurohoops. I'm not familiar with that publication, but he mentioned this in an interview with Eurohoops, as that article reads. There are 1,000 possibilities, excluding the teams that have a starting point guard under contract, who will remain there, like Houston or Golden State. Then there's Boston, where you still don't know if Kyrie Irving will be there, or Charlotte with Kemba Walker. Things really don't depend on you, but the other players. For example, if Kyrie Irving went to Utah, this wouldn't be a possibility for me anymore. In the end, they choose first. Rubio isn't known for his scoring, but he's established himself as one of the game's best facilitators. So, Rubio is mentioning the Celtics.
How are you going to sell movies in Utah? Kyrie in Utah. Yeah, I'm sure he and his dad will love that one.
I didn't know if he'd love Salt Lake.
No, I think he's...
Rubio, no. He needs him some shit.
I don't think he was saying Kyrie Irving's going to Utah.
Good.
He's just saying if a player...
Okay, good.
If player X, he just used Kyrie as the example.
Sure.
If player X goes to Utah, I can't go to Utah.
I kind of
down the list. He's saying I'm not a top priority for any team. If a player that's better than me goes to another team, the list of teams that I can go to is then dwindling. I sort of have second choice. I get to go to whatever's left. And so he is, in a weird way, he's suggesting he could end up in Boston, and it's sort of a backhanded compliment to the Celtics. As in, yeah, I could end up with the Celtics because no one's choosing the Celtics. And Kyrie Irving wouldn't be choosing the Celtics.
The hell, you got a man bun, too. I mean, Olynyk had one. You liked him. Baines wears one every once in a while, right? I kind of dig it. He looks like Nicolas Cage from Moonstruck. Out of my hand. I'm a left-handed player.
He's a worse Rondo.
I lost my hand.
He's a worse Rondo?
Yes, he can't shoot.
Remember like Dragon Bender him? Like these guys never...
What was Rubio's like claim to fame coming into the league? What was all the rage about him?
I don't know. He was like the 10th point guard they drafted that year in Minnesota.
He's got dreamy eyes. I'll tell you that much.
617-779-0985.
My little wide-eyed, white-tailed doe.
I like to have the spaghetti with the meatball on top.
Yes. Why don't we get to your calls coming up next? Stay tuned.
Do you have Olive Garden?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap and the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's get some of your calls. Jimmy's in Boston. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, listen, I just don't understand. I must be out of the loop, but why do they keep on talking about getting Anthony Davis? I thought his father said that didn't want to come here, and I believe that, too, because I don't think they want to be here. I think it's like you guys said, Kyrie, Anthony Davis, they're all talking about going somewhere, probably the Knicks. Let them go. I mean, you know, I mean, we have a good young core team here. Don't give up our team. You know, what do you go? Cause you guys are right. Get a point guard. Get it in to take his place.
Yeah, I don't, okay, I don't think that's
who's
the key
your starting
to winning
five
either.
Next year.
Yeah, I don't think that's the key. Getting a point guard is the key to winning a championship.
What are you going to do if you continue to build and get young? What do you think Al Horford's going to do? Going to opt in or opt out?
I know that Anthony Davis's father was upset with the way that Isaiah Thomas had exited from Boston. He spoke about that. And so maybe he doesn't have Boston as the ideal destination for Anthony Davis. But the thing is, Anthony Davis is not a free agent.
But I'm sure
to get traded.
If his son was as good as Kyrie Irving, which he is, he's like one of those premier players. You understand why a certain player left Boston, was traded for a certain player. I don't know why Anthony Davis's dad wouldn't be able to understand why Danny Ainge wants Kyrie Irving instead of Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, I would also just say that Anthony Davis is in a different class of player than a player like Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
If that's going to be your hang-up, Isaiah Thomas, as to his departure. And I loved Isaiah Thomas. I said, back up the Brinks truck and pay that guy. I thought he hung his you-know-whats out there.
These comments all came to when Anthony Davis and his team were trying to drive him to the Lakers.
Yes.
All these stuff was, all ahead of the trade deadline. Yes. On purpose.
Yes. All ahead of the trade deadline. And then he didn't get moved to the deadline.
It probably got all mapped out at the All-Star game.
And in terms of, like, why are you still talking about Anthony Davis? Because that's what we do in this league. That's what happens.
But he likes
Why did we talk about Kevin Garnett? Because he then got traded to the Celtics. Yeah.
Don't listen to the radio for the next 6 weeks. I don't want to hear Anthony Davis.
Why
talk.
Did we talk about Al Horford? Because then he actually picked the Celtics, believe it or not.
Yeah, if you got a problem
why
with
why did we talk about Kevin Durant? Because he actually entertained the idea of coming to the Celtics. Why did we talk about Kyrie Irving possibly being traded to the Celtics? He actually got traded to the Celtics. Can you believe that? I mean, it's a league where, like, you can talk about the rumors and the things actually come to fruition. It's wild.
It'll be the story in June. It'll
absolutely be wild. Fred is in Norwood. Hi, Fred.
Hey, guys. What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
I got a two-step plan that I think could actually really improve this team.
I think you
signed Pat Beverly in free agency, and now that allows you to be able to put Marcus Smart in a trade and not lose too much. So you trade out Tatum, Smart, the Memphis pick, and maybe Time Lord. That should get Davis. Now you're looking at Anthony Davis,
And your phone crapped out, but you have a huge flaw in your plan, and we'll tell you what it is. You have no money for free agents. You have no cap space.
You got cap issues.
Yeah, step one, unachievable, unattainable. There goes that plan. Dead.
It's a good thing about the NBA cap.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to do that.
Better make it stack up.
I'm sorry to do that.
Can't hide it.
I'm sorry to crush your dreams like that so early in the day. It's not even noontime yet.
Unless they like sign minimum somebody. Deal signed to one of those exceptions, maybe they have an exception, but that's it, right? That's all they can do.
I'm not even sure they do have any.
I don't even know if they have any, but that would be the only way.
Better than Jim's plan of bringing guys like this and or Rubio and like he's driving to the game and hey, honey, could I borrow your wiggy? I'm gonna tie my hair up. They got a game I got to play tonight. Whatever
my plan's not Rubio.
Scrunchie. What's it called? A scrunchie?
Like a velvet scrunchie.
Yeah. I need a thick one. I don't want those little ones. Little ones break. Yeah.
Rubio. Jeff in Scituate. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Good.
I cannot figure out how to get me off the speakerphone. Oh, okay. So anyway, the two things about Anthony Davis. First of all, I don't think for a second that the comment you just had a second ago about the father, I think that was all a big friggin' giant ploy. He was just saying that to make it sound like Anthony will never go to Boston, so that way they would stop thinking that Boston was in the mix, and they would be like, all right, you know what, if he's never going to go to Boston anyway, then we're never going to be able to make that trade, so we need to move him to L.A. That was just a giant ploy to get that L.A. trade done. I don't believe for a second his father believed that at all. I think that was done on purpose. But secondarily, you know, any deal that involves Anthony Davis is going to involve, has to involve Horford. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, the money has to match up.
Yeah, I don't know that it necessarily has to involve him.
Well, he's the only one they can trade that's got enough of a salary cap hit that it makes. He's almost a dead giveaway that he has to be the guy.
Well, no,
that's in the trade,
add up other players. Multiple players will add up to what Anthony Davis
makes. Yeah, but the thing is that they're not looking to get a bunch of nobodies. And the thing about trading Al Horford in the deal is that it's one guy that makes up most of the money. And
Tatum Brown smart. Tatum Brown smart or not nobodies.
Well, no, I'm not saying that they're not nobodies, but what I'm saying is that you'd have, if you didn't trade Horford's money, you'd have to trade like five guys to make up his money. If you trade Horford, then the Pelicans get a contract that is also going to expire in another year. So therefore they get all that cap space released just like they would have with Anthony Davis.
They'd rather have the players. They'd rather have the good players though, wouldn't they?
Well, I think they do want to have the players, but at the same token, you can't trade half your damn team just to get one guy. You're going to have to trade Horford for the money. You'll have to trade like Jalen Brown.
No, see, this is Jeff. I think you're wrong. I just think you're wrong. The Pelicans hold all the cards. They have the guy that everybody wants, and they want to actually put together a team. They don't want expiring contracts. They don't want money. They don't want cap space. They want talent. They want to build a team. They want to be a good team.
Even if they did want Horford for some God knows reason,
why would Horford
opt in and then get traded to New Orleans?
He wouldn't. It's the young talent that they want. They want your good young players. That's what they would want to pull back. That's why you even have a shot in this thing, because you have good young talent on your roster. That's the only reason you're in it.
They're in it to sell tickets.
They're
in the build.
The only reason the Celtics are in it, the only reason the Celtics have a chance, is because they have good young players. That's it. That's the only reason why.
Anthony Davis is $29 million. If you add up Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, it's $30
million. Oh, geez. There it is.
Bye.
There it is. Hey, Kenny G's on the line in Atlanta. Kenny G, how you been?
Man, I've been well, fellas. You know I listen to y'all every day.
I haven't heard from you since the Super Bowl.
Man, listen, I love you. I love you mean it. Hey, listen, you know I had to call in and come at you, you know, hey, Zo, I'm with you. Listen, are we having an Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder, Isaiah Thomas conversation again?
Ugh.
You got to be all in. You have to be all in. So you got to bring in Anthony Davis. You got to bring Kyrie back. You'll get a Rondo. You have to have a veteran team. Well, please, let's not all this young talent that might become something.
That's how bad it was. You wanted Gordon Hayward, and it pissed off Jay Crowder because the team was cheering for Gordon Hayward when he got introduced. Those were the bad days.
Listen, we can't hang on to Ron Mercer and Antoine Walker forever, okay?
Is Vin Baker coming in?
We got to move on.
We get number 42 in. I used to have a 42 Baker jersey.
Kenny G, appreciate the call. We got to move on. We got to get to headlines because we got Ty Anderson waiting on the line. We're going to talk to Ty from Raleigh as we get ready for Bruins Game 4. They're going for the sweep tonight. We'll talk to him coming up right after.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.